Let's talk priorities. Hey, you in the back, pay attention. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we talk about the first year of sobriety. In other words, we talk about the emotional journey, the journey of self-discovery that we really, really need to go on. But gals, we need to talk about priorities today because I'm hearing sort of a theme, a thread running through the messages I'm getting and the vibes I'm getting from you gals, and that is that you're not putting this journey at the top priority in your life. It's like, Becca, okay, yeah, I get it. I hear you. I understand that I want to put aside a little bit of time every day for my personal growth, maybe some time for journaling or meditation. I hear you, Becca, but you know what? I'm going to get to that. I really am, but I'm just a bit busy right now. So I'm going to make space for that starting next week, next month, next year, or in other words, never. This journey, when we decide to take it, gals, everything else in our lives takes second place to this journey. Now, what does that mean? Am I telling you to, you know, quit your job, ignore your responsibilities? No, but don't try and tell me, my dear, that you cannot find 10 minutes a day. And I'm convinced you can change your life in 10 minutes a day. Actually, I stand corrected already. I'm convinced you can do it in 5 minutes a day. And I've done snippets on that before. So where are your priorities? What is important to you? Yes, it's important that we go to our jobs. It's important that we look after our loved ones. It's all of our responsibilities. They're important. But they are not more important than this. Because if you put this on the back burner, then you're going through all of those duties and responsibilities, half a human, emotionally struggling, not feeling the joy and love and service that you can feel from your heart when you do that type of work, when you show up in the world wanting to serve, wanting to be there for your responsibilities. You're not dragging your ass through it all because you're like tired and wore out and anxious and irritable and frustrated because you're not doing the self-care that you need to do. When we prioritize our journey, our self-care, everything else, it's trickle down, babe. That goes at the top of the pyramid and it trickles down into everything else you do. And you slowly feel it taking over your life, where even though it was only 10 minutes, you use that 10 minutes with deep, deep intention. And it trickles down to where it's still affecting you when you go to bed that night. You can feel yourself responding different to different situations that normally would be difficult. They're less difficult. You all of a sudden stop and wonder, wow, I'm a nicer person. When did that happen? I'm not so snarky anymore. Well, look at that. That's kind of cool. I recently talked about that, being snarky to our partners. I talked about it on my YouTube channel. I did a stroll on that subject, a sober living stroll. Did you know I have a YouTube channel? Well, I do, and it's called Sober Living for Women Over 40. But inside of that is a little playlist called the Sober Living Strolls. And this is me just walking along with my dogs and sharing some thoughts. But anyway, that was a bit of a detour, an unplanned one, I will say, but there it is. But recently I spoke about this and I said, one of the women in my world, actually one of my clients, when we were all meeting together in a group on the weekend and going around the room, and she said, well, one of the things I notice is that I'm nicer to my husband. I'm just nicer to him, you know? And I'm like, well, how's that for a reward? I mean, let's pay attention to the rewards that we're getting. Over 30 years of marriage and we're grumpy, snarky, bitchy. What is that? Our partners, our loved ones deserve kindness, patience from us. We give that to strangers at the grocery store and then come home and bite their heads off. Look, if I'm hitting a nerve here, maybe you're not prioritizing your self-care. And this is the type of beautiful reaction you can expect from that when I say trickle down. The smallest thing. I'm not talking about earth-shattering stuff where you're going to, I mean, you know, it could get really amazing, but the small, how, I mean, that is so beautiful. I'm nicer to my husband. Up, Hello, that's a massive win. And by the way, I remember that the first time I thought that myself. Like, I'm just way more patient with my husband. We've been together almost 30 years. Actually, might be 30 now. I haven't done the math. But man, I'll tell you, in 2018, when I finally, you know, came to the end of my drinking career, snarky is too nice of a word for it. I was impossible because I was so unhappy, so emotionally immature, so frustrated, so full of shame and regret and anger and resentment. Living like that is like walking around half dead. How can you have a relationship with anybody when you feel like that inside? The only thing that gave me relief was alcohol. That's why we drink, right? We're anxious, so we drink. We're frustrated, so we drink. We're whatever it is, so we drink. And then the alcohol makes us more irritable, more snarky, caught in a vicious cycle. But my dear, if you're in your first year of sobriety and you're still a little, you're not finding the trickle down that I'm talking about, you're not finding yourself growing emotionally, being more patient, not only with the others, but with yourself, showing up for people in ways that can be very surprising because you're taking the time to prioritize your self-care. I'm willing to say that nothing else is as important. Nothing is more important than you spending a few minutes each day with yourself, preferably in your sacred space. So I haven't even introduced myself yet. And the snippet's got to be half over, I think. But I'm Becca Jacobson. If you're new in Snippet Land, my dear, welcome. On Saturdays, we talk about the first year of sobriety. But I think we're relevant here for anyone, you know? What I put out there and what I just keep harping on you about here in Snippet Land is the idea that we're on a journey of self-discovery. Don't go halfway. Don't go halfway on this. Don't give up the booze and then allow yourself to go on autopilot satisfied because you're not drinking. First of all, you won't be satisfied because just not drinking is not very satisfying. It's a very unhappy place to be. This journey of emotional growth is so rewarding. So deeply, deeply rewarding, especially when it's combined with a relationship with your higher self or the universe or infinite intelligence or infinite spirit or God or whatever you want to call it. When you combine this journey of emotional growth with something higher than us that we can cling to and grow through and love and feel supported by, oh my God, why would you want to put that on the back burner? I see this a lot when the women that come into my world, I can tell the ones that aren't prioritizing because they show up and they're frustrated. They're like, oh, I just didn't have time this week to do any of the work I wanted to do on myself. Hello, priorities. We're never, ever, ever looking for time to do this. We create it and then we follow through. We do this with intention. We say intentionally, we sit down and we say, okay, here's how I'm going to find the time for myself, damn it. And 5 minutes is enough. What are you going to do in those 5 minutes? Decide and then follow through. You know, in my previous snippet on this subject, I said to you that if you were to do a week of 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, after a week, maybe 10 days, you'll say to yourself, that's kind of amazing. I've done this every day for 10 days. Maybe I can like stretch out to 7 minutes today. Maybe I can find 7 minutes. And the next thing you know, you're like, well, this is enjoyable. I'm going to sit here for another three and let's do 10 minutes. And you don't push it. You don't freak out about it. You don't have to beat yourself into some horrible routine that's painful, right? That's not what we do. We just be gentle with it and just say, I'm going to sit my ass down for a few minutes every day and look at my life. Myself. How am I feeling? How am I showing up in the world? Am I growing more patient, more kind, more loving? Or am I just not drinking? Gals, I never, ever, ever want to hear you say again, I'll get around to it when you're talking about your own self-care. Never. It's off limits in Snippet Land. If you're hearing my voice, that means you're in Snippet Land. That means you are a snippet lover or a snippeteer or whatever you want to call yourself. I love it. And you are no longer allowed to say that. It's off limits. We don't say that here. We don't say, I'll get around to it. What we say here is, I'm committed to looking after myself, to growing, to being intentional about my emotional health and my spiritual health. And by doing that, I'm showing up better for everyone else in my world. You're not taking away time from anything. Not your loved ones, not your career, not nothing. Nothing, babe, nothing. You're adding to it by saying, me first, babe. And if you'd like some feedback on your personal journey, the Sacred Mirror is still open. It's been open all week and I've been connecting with you and it's so amazing. I love the Sacred Mirror. All the Sacred Mirror is, for those who don't know, is a simple online form. You just tap the link in the show notes, share a little bit of your story with me. Maybe you want to talk about this topic. And I respond by flipping on this microphone and sending you back a private, personal voice note just for you from me. I'm the only one who sees them, gals. My assistant doesn't look at those. It's just me. Just me and you, babe. So go ahead and check out the Sacred Mirror if you want a little bit of feedback on your journey. I don't give advice and I don't sell you anything. I just mirror back what I hear. We all need a mirror. We really do. And don't forget, on Monday, we're doing our second session on Don Miguel Ruiz's amazing little book, The Four Agreements. We're going to go into chapter two, The First Agreement, and I will see you there. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.